There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are in France. Which means Tubi is more popular than cigarettes for breakfast. It's more popular than considering iced coffee a total abomination. More popular than loving political revolutions. More popular than mère and mère somehow being different words. Tubi, it's more popular than being French. See you in there.
Is this on?
One Kit Wilson and one Elton Prince. And that makes the delicious Pretty Deadly.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton. Guys, after a very long weekend, multiple pay-per-views, most of them shit.
Blip.
I think I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'll see you guys later.
Whoa.
Hey, shut the fuck up. This is my chance to shine.
What? All right. Yeah. You don't need my headphones.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Get the fuck out. I'll read notes.
No, that's okay. Just kidding. I wish I knew how to quit you.
I was going to say, if you get to leave and we don't, that's bullshit.
I mean, you can leave anytime you want.
I have.
And you will.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, how about this? How about we just... Shirt.
I'll teach you a lesson.
How about we start taking turns? Like, only one of us watches these shows every week.
Yeah. Yes. I love it.
And then we can say, and then what happens next? And you both, like, let's say I'm doing it, you both like, ooh.
Yes.
Right.
Dominic gets thrown out. Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
And then what happens?
He comes right back with no consequences.
And then what? A roll up.
Oh, he got it.
It could just be like one long trivia.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Next up, we've got Ricochet versus The Miz. Can you guess what happens? Probably.
Yeah. Ricochet?
At least we had a couple of surprises, maybe as far as like matches, outcomes.
Double or Nothing, though, is one of the worst pay-per-views ever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't for MJF, it would have just been a complete shit show.
Did you watch
any
highlights of that?
Yeah, on AEW Botch's account.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The final match. That's all you need to see.
The final match literally made no sense. It was very confusing. And the exploding super kick, like you've seen fans online, they're like, oh my God, how amazing was that exploding super kick? What is it?
He put a sparkler on his fucking Nike.
What is an exploding super kick? And oh, and by the way,
we didn't even see him do that.
And it wasn't even like a finisher to the match. Moxie was beating his ass 15 seconds later.
Yes.
Like that didn't even knock him out.
Right. So why are you so excited about it if Moxley didn't give a shit about it?
Yeah, he didn't fucking care.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the next episode of Botchamania is going to be long because they're just going to have to play all 30 minutes of that match.
Yeah, seriously.
Right. I mean, I believe it.
And their big surprise was just someone that's already been there.
Take a shitta. Like, with the whole, like, reveal... And the
what are you doing to Roman Reigns? That's your tribal chief.
No, stop
he looks
it.
Like Stone Cold like that. He's got a goatee, a bald head.
Yeah. Wow.
What the fuck is
going
on? Yeah,
I mean, like they even did like the whole it's some mystery person in a hat, honey, and who could it be?
Oh, Jesus. Anyways, check out the Double or Nothing recap, the Night of Champions Saudi Mania recap at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We've got a couple new patrons this week, so thank you to Nicholas Mason and Richard Marston Mather. Mather. Yeah.
Mather.
So thank you to those two people. And
a lot of content got added to that channel this weekend.
Wow. Between that and Hogwash, we were doing podcasts all day.
Galore.
Long ass weekend for
and
sure.
And also coming out Wednesday night will be our second ever wrestle fight.
Yes.
Debate. Eric and Joe argued over you know, Hulk Hogan, is he really that good? That was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
We did our first wrestle fight, and the people have been asking for it. So me and Joe argued over who's the better wrestler, Triple H or Shawn Michaels. So you can
already see. Who had a bigger impact?
You can already see where the dilemma is because me and Joe, of course, were.
You fucking mark!
Huge Shawn Michaels mark. So one of us had to take the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was.
Check it out.
Especially for Eric.
I got to moderate.
Yeah.
I helped.
I mean, if that's what you called it.
Hey, I'll fucking kill you.
Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Only $5 a month. You can cancel anytime. Give it a try.
But you're not going to want to cancel.
Of course not.
No.
All right. So Raw opens with the new World Heavyweight Champion, Seth freaking Rollins. He came out through the crowd and he high-fived everyone on his way to the ring. Seth gets a "you deserve it" chant. And Rollins says, "Finally, Monday Night Raw has a champion that wants to be here, a champion that's going to be here, and a champion that's ready for a fight."
Yes.
Really, you could have just said a champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They haven't had a champion.
Finally,
a
Raw champion has a champion.
In it's, over a year, they
it's
haven't had
what a champion does. A champion wants to be there and fights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the music hits.
I mean, you could have had one there since April, but that's not either here or there.
Right.
The music hits, and it's AJ Styles.
What?
Visitor pass.
I love later on in the show where they actually pretend like Adam Pearce has to figure out. I gotta figure. He's already been to the ring, you fucking prick. What do you have to figure out?
Right.
He's in the ring. He's already in the. What is there to figure out?
Oh, right. I gotta figure out the logistics. It's like it's the same company.
You're the same guy on SmackDown.
What are we gonna
what
do?
What are you gonna check with yourself?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know. What are you gonna do with SmackDown?
Did you decide? Well, I was fucking myself, and yes, he can fuck. Oh, and shocker. He can fight. Shock. It would. I would have had so much more respect if he would have went, no. You're right. On. You're
they
on.
They should
SmackDown.
Have shown Pierce backstage with like a bunch of papers, and he's like, "Go! Oh, oh God, this contract is going to
trade." Okay. So let me get this straight. We can have AJ, and you get a Dominic for 5 minutes, and then if we take Rhea Ripley and divide it by Becky, I think this can work. No, he's. I would have had more respect if he would have went, you know what, AJ? Fuck off back to SmackDown. You're right. Not on this show.
Yeah.
That would have, okay, yeah, right, good. In you respected it.
I mean, years ago, if someone showed up, you know, you'd have Kurt Angle or under siege, alert everyone, they're here!
Yeah.
Rally the troops.
I think that's just, I think that's just Zack Ryder using the bathroom, Kurt. I think we're okay.
Yeah, I think he still works here.
I mean, Raw has the SmackDown Women's Champion. SmackDown has the Raw Women's Champion.
They still haven't figured that out.
Yeah, right.
They still haven't figured
that
out.
Why do a draft? Why even do a draft? That's why I'm saying, fuck these drafts. Like, they mean nothing.
Like, the show's been reminding me a lot of, like, I don't know if you've ever watched this show on Netflix. I Think You Should Leave.
No.
Tim Robinson. It's like a little sketch show, but like there's one sketch where Tim Robinson's driving this van and like the guy behind him is like honking. He's like, "What the fuck? You don't know how to drive?" And Tim Robinson looks out the window. He's like, "No, I don't."
I've seen that clip.
Yeah.
I don't know what any of this is. Yeah. Like that's how I feel like Adam Pearce is, you know?
Right.
Like, "Hey, don't you know how to run this show?" No.
No.
No, I don't.
No one's ever taught me anything.
He's also on the phone with Vince. So he's like, "Yeah, Vince, AJ Styles is here, you know." I think we're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. Don't worry.
I love you.
Okay, great. So, like, and then maybe I think we'll have Ricochet have a match.
Who are you?
God, he's a talent. We've had him for a few years.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have AJ Styles and Seth Rollins fight Judgment Day, right?
I'm a genius.
Yep. Yeah. You thought of that, Vince. That was all you.
It's like that same button. It's like, Vince, I have two words for you. Visitor's pass.
I'm a genius.
Oh, well, yeah. You thought of it first. Yeah. Of course, boss.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, you had that epiphany.
Yeah.
And what's in the water?
Poison.
Oh no.
Randomly.
I already drank it.
There's poison in the water.
Shit. So, AJ Styles comes out.
And he tells Seth, you don't deserve it. You earned it.
Oh.
And then Seth, like,
same thing.
He goes, you don't deserve anything. The crowd's like, whoa,
I hate you.
It's like, oh, I guess AJ Styles just turned heel. I guess there's, what he going to say next?
He's only a heel on SmackDown, though.
And he, he paused for like 30 seconds. Like,
yeah, it was way too long.
You earned it. Like, who did he fool? Four-year-olds?
Yes.
Stop doing cocaine, Eric. And then AJ, or Seth says, after the beating I gave you at Night of Champions, you earned this. And he shoved his fingers up his ass.
Yeah. Pulled his dick out.
They shook hands. Then
touched
the music hits and the worst stable of all time comes out. And they say one of them will be the next, you could assume. It's the fucking Judgment Day. They say one of them will be the next World Heavyweight Champion.
Maybe.
And Rhea Ripley says, it could be my dum-dum. And Seth and AJ have a laugh.
Yeah, his her dum-dum.
And it's a tag team match for the main event.
Yeah.
So.
Wrestlers making the matches.
I'm really worried about who's going to be Seth's first title defense, like at Money in the Bank.
Right.
Because we've already seen him fight Balor, even recently a one-on-one match. It was in this tournament.
Yeah.
So it would be really dumb to do Finn Balor again.
Right.
But they might because it's in the UK.
Yeah.
And then there's like Damian Priest isn't big enough. Dominic's not big enough. Like who else could it be? I'm hoping that like they get Drew McIntyre to come back by then.
As like a heel?
Because it is in the UK. I mean, that would be great.
Yeah.
But even if he's not a heel, at least that's a match we haven't seen in a while. Like I think we last saw that one-on-one match in 2020 when it was during like COVID lockdown and there was no there were no fans, it was completely silent. Like they had a Money in the Bank match, I believe, and it was when Drew was the babyface champ and Seth was a heel. But again, no crowd. It was even before Thunderdome, so like, you know, it was silent with like Rick Boogs in the crowd, like, yeah! Great job, guys.
Right.
Woo!
Live studio ostrich.
Wow.
Yeah. CM Punk. Oh, right.
Ha-ha. No,
not that show. So, yeah, we got Ricochet versus The Miz, Money in the Bank qualifying match.
Who are you? Yeah,
no, it's a qualifying match, Vince. It's, you know, you got to win to get in.
Win to get in?
Yeah.
And Ricochet wins with the shooting star press off the top rope. So, that's some good news. That's some positivity there. You know, Ricochet gets in the Money in the Bank ladder match that he should always be in.
Right. I couldn't believe I saw The Miz. I was like, oh, this guy always wins it. There's a chance he wins it again.
Right. Yeah.
They're not going to, they're going to let him enter this. But no, Ricochet.
Good.
I still think he's in it. We'll see a way for him to get in it.
Yeah. And he probably wins it.
Like a last chance.
I mean, like, it's interesting, right? Because who could you even see winning this Money in the Bank contract? You would hope it's someone that's never won it before, obviously. Cody. No, Cody might be in it, but I don't think he's going to win it.
I almost think that they are trying to establish you could do, like, pulling it off on mid-carders is okay.
Yeah.
And the little tease of Riddle and Gunther, like, I can almost see that. I can almost see Riddle winning it and going after like, Gunther.
Okay, let's say there's just eight people. Dumb. So Ricochet. Yeah. And then there's one more that we already know.
Shinsuke, it's fine.
Yeah, Nakamura.
It's a recap. We'll get there.
All right. And then who else would you add? I mean, you could add in Knight.
LA Knight will probably get it. Riddle. Yeah. I'm guessing Riddle.
Riddle.
What is it usually? Seven guys? Eight guys?
Seven, I think.
Yeah.
So three or four more spots. Who else could you see?
Mid-carders? I don't know.
Solo, maybe? Go win it for me so we, you know what I mean? Or is that, they're too involved in their whole storyline right now, maybe?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I could see Cody be, we already know what Cody's doing next. I don't know. Johnny, some other mid-carders that have no chance of winning the thing.
Oh, yeah, Johnny was in the...
Gargano?
He was in the chamber.
Yeah.
So they could give him that spot again just to lose. Sure. Why not?
Right.
That'd be amazing. I doubt it. Maybe throw Ziggler in there off of his double count out.
Yeah. The guy is never in any paper.
Karrion Kross.
Sure.
He never wins.
Right.
He never wins.
That's my point, though, is like
JD McDonagh.
They haven't built up anyone to even win this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
I mean, if Cody wins it, then I think he's like, see at Mania. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know,
God. I would hate that.
But also, then the Rumble winner gets to choose who he fights. So.
Yeah, but like, you can't win the Rumble. lose at Mania, then win Money in the Bank. Like, fuck off. Like, how many chances are we giving Cody?
Right.
He earned his right, and he lost his match. Now you're going to give him an easy match?
He'll probably... Well, no, not an easy match. Well, how would it be easy?
Well, because he's a face, so he'd be like, Roman, I'm telling you to your face.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking anything else other than that.
Stupid ass.
Right, no. I mean, I think Cody wins the Rumble again.
Again?
If he doesn't win Money in the Bank, he's just going to win the Rumble again. That's what you have... I mean, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, but now they have two champions. You can have Seth be feuding with someone, then they win the Rumble. And
but the Rumble winner needs to be the guy that main events the fucking show.
Yeah, yes. Well,
not the opening match.
Tell that to Kofi.
Which is what Seth's going to be. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Trish Stratus. They added, I don't care what y'all say, to the beginning of her music.
Yeah, well, instead of...
well, you hear that, it's like, I don't care what y'all say. Oh, time to rock and roll.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, it's still
why can't she get newer, shittier music?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they put in the Thunderdome booze, because, you know, Trish Stratus has all this heat. So much heat.
Right.
Yeah.
She's got Roman Reigns beating the streak heat. Or Roman Reigns beating The Undertaker, Mania heat, Brock beating the street heat. But no, it's like the boos are so unrealistically loud.
Yeah. Yep.
And Trish compliments herself, and then she introduces Zoe Stark, her new BFF. And Zoe's wearing the Thank You Trish shirt, and she asks about Trish's bruise on her face. And
that looked very made up.
Oh, yeah. And Trish says Becky better not show her face here again. So Becky comes out, starts kicking ass, but the... numbers game catches up with her.
Wait.
So
Hold on. Go back a little bit.
Yeah.
So Becky comes out, and then what exactly happens?
Zoe leaves the ring and goes after her.
What an idiot.
Well, that's what every heel, that's what everyone does.
Yeah.
Literally, I know, all the but time.
It was so Stasiac.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
She immediately goes down.
So are they wearing their Saudi gear to kind of make it like, see, this is acceptable everywhere? Is that why they rewore a lot of their stuff?
That's what they usually do.
The girls did.
That's what they usually do. They wear it for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know. Becky's looks great.
Becky's looks great. Trish should wear it all the whatever.
I don't know if they wear the Saudi gear that's head to toe. Right after, like, for a while. Yeah, she looks great. I love it.
Like, Sasha and Naomi had some, like their gear was actually, like, really good when they did it. Mm-hmm. And so they wore it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyways, Zoe falls down while giving Becky the Z360. It's getting worse.
Yeah. It is.
It's getting worse.
I think it hit her in her thigh this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She fell down.
Don't do it.
Just stop it. People are like, wow, their finisher's so cool. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I loved your tweet. Like, why would you tweet a botch?
WWE tweeted that.
Right.
You're tweeting a botch. And then Zoe takes off her Thank You Trish shirt, and Trish lays it on Becky's chest. I mean, this has got to be like Lita coming back to help her, right?
Yeah.
Who else is going to help her?
I think it might be Becky versus Zoe at some point.
At some point, sure.
And then the SummerSlam will be Zoe and Trish versus Becky and Lita.
Or Money in the Bank.
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, that's the next one.
Well, I know.
It's got to be something.
Yeah.
Trish ain't leaving, though. Trish is here to stay.
I'm not leaving.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Indusher versus...
Who are you?
And his partner.
Who are you?
Yeah.
They literally never announced their names. I went back because I was like, oh, who are these guys?
They didn't know.
This guy's cool looking.
Who's this 1997 Matt Hardy wannabe?
Yeah. Loved it. Best dressed nominee.
Did you see Veer get all hyped up and slip off the apron?
Oh, my God. Of course.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
So what's his name? Jinder Mahal just like Christian Cage now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The turtleneck?
Yeah. Right.
He's just a man.
It's a Canadian thing, I guess.
And then before they hit their finisher, Veer did the suck it chops.
Yeah, right.
Like, what? Yeah. You're the furthest thing from DX.
for sure.
Veer goes, suck it! And then jumps off the second rope.
Suck my carnage!
Like, what? You're like, your heels...
Suck my dick, I'm coming.
Your heels from India, suck it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Suck it, Trebek.
Suck it, Trebek.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Sami brags about beating Roman Reigns at Saudi Mania, but then Imperium comes out and Kevin, all right, enough with the fucking Roman Reigns shit. Can you throw away the toy?
What, God.
So Imperium comes out.
Throw it in the garbage.
KO flips out, which has been his gimmick lately.
Yeah.
And then Sami calms him down. He tells Imperium, we already beat you. Ludwig Kaiser calls KO and Sami a disgrace. But then Owen says, we always hear from Slenderman, but we never hear from Baldy.
Yeah.
Pointing out Vinci.
Yeah.
And then Kaiser gets upset, but then shoosh! An Alpha Academy.
The longest shoosh of all time.
Yes.
That's just saying a lot.
Yeah. Next week.
And they're obviously faces now because Sami enjoyed it.
Yeah. In the next week, Guinness Records will be giving him a record, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, and Natalia's going to be pissed.
Right? Yeah.
So yeah. Alpha Academy comes out with Maxine Dupree, and Chad Gable says she is officially part of Alpha Academy now.
Yeah.
So they're all baby faces.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Owen tells Gable, you know, do the thing I like, and Gable does his, oh, thank you. And we have Imperium versus Alpha Academy with KO and Sami on commentary. Mid-match, Valhalla showed up and went after Maxine.
For reasons.
Maxine kicked her, but then Valhalla chased her to the back. And then Imperium gets the win with the Imperial Bomb on Gable. So just like always, it's fucking tag team matches.
Rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch.
Like Imperium lost to KO and Sami a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to get title shots.
Of course.
Right.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I'd rather them fight Alpha Academy because they haven't fought them yet. Even if they are going to both be baby faces.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd rather see something new. Like Otis interacting with KO could be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something
Gable
new.
Gable and Sami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's happened, but.
Next up, we've got Raquel Rodriguez and Shotzi versus Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green versus Damage Control versus Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler for the vacant women's tag titles.
Speaking of terrible title shots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shotzi was terrible in this match.
Oh, shocker.
Shayna Baszler did the arm stomp to Shotzi, and 5 seconds later, not joking, Shotzi is using that arm to punch Ronda.
Oops. Yeah.
Oopsies.
The fucking arm stomp, which, like, you know, you like if she did that to you, you'd be out for a while.
Right. Yeah. It would break your arm.
And then mid-match, Io went to pin Raquel, but Shotzi broke it up by doing a senton on Raquel.
Yep.
How do you miss it that bad? How do you fuck that up so terribly? Then Shotzi was lost for a minute, forgetting what spot was next. She was, like, going towards Io, and then she's like, oh, right, I'm supposed to dive out of the ring. Okay. And then in the end, Shotzi went for the senton on Ronda, but Ronda caught her with the armbar, and Shotzi tapped.
Immediately. Yeah. As soon as she locked it in, it was like, tap, 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 tap.
So Ronda and Shayna are the new women tag champs. How do they feel about it?
For 10 years, we've been discounted. 10 years, we've been told we're not what people want, but we didn't come here to cater to fickle masses. They mean nothing to us.
Daniel Bryan.
Because loyalty is everything, okay? And limb by limb, we went through everyone. And we can finally say we are the tag team champions.
Here it comes.
Not because they wanted it, because we are the baddest team on the planet. And we're done being denied. Now we're making demands, and we demand to be recognized as the best. And these nuts prove it.
What?
What?
What did she call the championship belts?
What?
The championship belts are D's nuts.
D's nuts.
Hey.
D's nuts.
So, Andrew.
A 25-year-old joke.
Award nominee.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And she's like, for 10 years, people said they don't want us. I'm sorry. Second biggest UFC draw in history.
Yeah.
Right.
The fuck are you talking
about? Like, you've been here in WWE...
3 years?
No.
2018.
Yeah.
Oh, so 6 years. Already.
But you're gone for like two.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. I mean, the fans turned on you because your promos sucked.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what happened.
Me, 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 right. Me.
You decide to start talking, and that's
you're not
recognized
good at
as the best. And these nuts prove it.
These nuts prove it.
These can you just put it. These nuts on the soundboard?
Yeah. Oh, God. Next up, we have Dolph Ziggler versus JD McDonagh. This ended in a count out after a few minutes because JD was beating up Dolph outside the ring, and I guess, couldn't hear the ref's count or didn't care.
She was right in his face. And on nine, he stepped right next to the ring. And you're just like, so wrestlers don't want to win anymore?
No, oh, he's that's just right. crazy.
He hates old man Dolph Ziggler so much that he can't roll in the ring and roll back out.
Right. And then he stomped his head in to the
Dolph, you eliminated me in a battle royal. I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah, basically.
What a great story.
Yeah.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Cody Rhodes with a broken arm. Just got murdered by Brock.
Broken
cock. So, what do you want to talk about?
You know, this
Your broken fucking arm.
This time, it seemed like even he knows it's getting old.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you want to talk
Dude,
about?
I'm Listen, telling guys. You, it's AEW all over again.
Yeah.
Like, he's getting so cringy. Yep. Enough with this.
Yeah.
Get right. serious.
It's not over.
He was really on the fast track to being the best, and they just fucking derailed
they
it.
Shit the bed, as they always do lately.
They derailed it, but he's not helping himself either.
Right, right.
I mean, the crowd still loves to go, whoa, but
yeah,
I don't think that means you're over.
I mean, so they Cody, like to sing Fandango song, too, so...
So Cody challenges Brock to another match anywhere, anytime, Money in the Bank. And then, so he's not going to be in the Money in the Bank match. He's fighting Brock. And then Cody lists Brock's accomplishments, like he always does. And then he says, Brock Lesnar is afraid of Cody Rhodes. Okay. Really?
Okay.
He broke your arm.
And then he almost murdered you at the pay-per-view.
He's broken your arm three times in the past week.
Yeah.
Three different times. Twice in one night, and then at Saudi Mania.
Them super bones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know, I guess he's got to sell this until, when is Money in the Bank? Early July?
It's July 1st.
Yeah, okay, July 1st. So he's got to sell that for a while, or he'll be magically healed next week.
I think he'll be magically healed in 2 weeks.
Next up, Kathy Kelly interviews Matt Riddle backstage. Oh, we already talked about this. Gunther's telling him, cash in on me. God, I hope not.
Cash in on the IC title.
Then we've got Shinsuke Nakamura versus Bronson Reed, Money in the Bank qualifying match. Reed went for the tsunami, but Nakamura moved and hit the Kinshasa. But Reed rolled out of the ring. And then Reed barely beat the 10 count, but Nakamura hit another Kinshasa for the win.
Again, another. Didn't understand that finish. He rolls out of the ring after the Kinshasa, recovers, gets in the ring at 9, and immediately gets hit with another Kinshasa.
Yeah.
What the fuck was the point of all that? Just to kill time?
Yeah.
No, they do that all the time. It's usually a baby face that it happens to.
Oh, my God. The minute they get back in the ring, boom, another one.
Right. Could have saved us. 10
but hey,
seconds.
Nakamura's in. Does he have any? Seconds. Does he have a chance?
He'd be weird enough.
Fuck no.
He'd be weird enough to get it.
Your hand doesn't need a microphone, Eric.
It does.
It does.
Makes it funnier for
because
people
Vince is the one that's talking.
Okay.
Fuck.
Anyways, at least Nakamura's in it. Why
is he See, Andrew. This is how you do it. Why are you always going to kill my dreams?
No, I mean, like, show the puppet to the camera so the audience can see him.
You see the puppet?
The mic's in the way. Put him with Roman Reigns.
Stick it up his ass. There you go.
The mic cover now.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So finally, we've got the main event. Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus Seth Rollins and AJ Styles. Dominic acted like he was going to be in the match, but then Balor attacked Seth. And then Rollins and Ripley reenacted the Shawn Michaels and Melina spot, which was also a reenactment of the Shawn Michaels and Sonny spot.
Right.
Yep.
So that was kind of fun.
That was great. Someone else did it recently too. I'm not going to remember in this moment, but someone else did it again. Yeah, it happens like every few years. I think someone tries to reenact it, but it was great.
Rhea and Dominic eventually got ejected for interfering too much. Then Priest gave Styles the razor's edge and went for the pin, but Seth broke it up with a curb stomp.
That was cool.
Then he went back to his corner.
That was
and
really
AJ
cool.
tagged him in, and Seth hit one more curb stomp for the win.
Yeah. Has he ever done that? Like curb stomped his way out of a pin attempt? Break up a pin? I thought that was cool.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, wow, look at these two. They're two different brands, and they've come together for a special night.
It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Special night.
But come Survivor Series.
Yeah.
It's a fight.
Sworn enemies.
For brand supremacy.
Unless by then we don't give a fuck like last year.
Yes.
So we'll see.
Or like last time, AJ Styles can be traded for future considerations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? Or rented for nothing.
Yeah. Or so. Just show up and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So that's all for Raw. So on to awards.
Raw.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Shotzi.
I had the jobber that was dressed like 1997 Matt Hardy.
He was almost my best.
Ooh, friend. I'll go with that. Best dressed?
I had Becky.
I'm going to go Becky in the Kill Bill.
Yeah.
I went with Maxine Dupri dressed like, I don't know.
A whore.
A basketball player.
All right.
She looked great, though. Worst acting?
I had Trish.
Ooh.
Sweep it.
Yeah.
Trish, I had Rhonda, but let's go Trish. Sweep
promo.
It.
Yeah.
Sweep it.
Best acting?
I had Seth.
I also went Seth.
Yeah. Him coming through the crowd was great.
Yeah. And then he made a couple of funny comments backstage and they're like, but this match is going to happen.
Yeah.
AJ's like, yeah. And he's got to change his pants. He's like, oh, I do have to change my pants. Like, it was kind of like a Kramer kind of thing. It's funny.
Yeah. Worst comment?
And these nuts prove it.
Sweep it. Sweep these nuts.
Right.
I had it.
Best comment?
When JD McDonagh was stomping the life out of Dolph Ziggler on the steps.
Yeah.
You could hear a fan yelling, come on, Dolph, walk it off.
Mm.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Thought that was funny.
I had Kevin Owens' whole rant. Where like, we said your name's a new music hit and you came out last week. And then, you know, now you're out here. You're breaking the rules. Like he was freaking out. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I'll go Kevin Owens just doing like the Slender Man. We haven't heard from Baldy.
Okay.
Yeah. Worst match?
Indusher versus the Jobbers?
Yeah, 100%.
Yes. Super slow-mo?
I had Nakamura versus Reed.
Yeah, fucking Reed.
Especially when you do like a full count to nine and immediately come in for
it. Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, the women's match. The women's tag
pretty
match.
Slow,
okay.
For yeah. slow-mo. Best yeah. match?
Judgment Day.
Who are you?
AJ and Seth.
I just hate Judgment Day so much. I don't enjoy
as a match,
watching them.
Ricochet and The Miz wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Just as a wrestling match. But, you know, it's hard to put that one when is it really.
I got nothing. Worst move?
Goated thighs.
It's got to be that.
Yeah.
It's so bad. It's getting
not.
Worse every week.
It is Veer trying to get in the ring and falling.
I mean, that was bad too. Also, like, whoop, I mean, whoop. There's also Shotzi giving Raquel, her partner, a senton bomb.
Cool.
My God. All of these were terrible. Best move?
I have the stomp.
During the pin.
During the pin.
Me too.
Yeah, sweep it. Worst moment?
Cody continuing with Brock.
Yeah, we knew that was going to happen. I had Ronda winning and then her promo.
Oh, good. I don't know, just Judgment Day coming out. It's always a gut punch for me. I hate it so much. Best moment? Is there one?
Seth coming through the crowd? That was fun.
I guess.
Yeah, maybe the beginning.
That's
of
nothing.
The show.
That's nothing just, great.
It's no, not a moment for sure. Not.
This was like a D episode of Raw.
It really was.
Which is, you know, most Raws.
Yeah.
D's and F's.
D's
nuts.
Oh, that sucked.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
I missed that, Seth. All right, breaking news. So we heard rumors recently that Roman Reigns is going to be taking most of the summer off.
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
Oh.
Good.
WWE announced multiple dates for Roman Reigns in June and July. He's going to be on most episodes of SmackDown. And we'll wrestle at Money in the Bank and SummerSlam.
Wow.
So you know what this means. Card subject to change.
Yeah, probably.
But WWE like tweeted this as like a big announcement. Like, look, he's going to be on 6 of the 8 episodes of SmackDown. And he's going to be at Money in the Bank and SummerSlam. So.
Right. Like, look, the champion's actually going to be here.
Yeah.
Card subject to change.
Right.
So who does he fight at
champion
SummerSlam?
Subject to caring.
Jimmy? I think Jimmy is Money in the Bank.
Yeah,
you know if he's gonna have a one on one match, it'll be Jimmy at Money the Bank, and then you'd have I don't know another month to build up someone else.
Solo
AJ, AJ Styles.
Yeah.
And then when the Usos finally turn on him, do they just kind of fade away?
I don't know.
You know, like, what are they going to do as baby faces, not in the bloodline?
Right. Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
Also, Alexa Bliss announced that she's pregnant.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, I'm really proud of you and your husband.
I want to congratulate my mixed tag partner, Alexa Bliss, on the reveal of her new child.
Yeah.
But we were just unhappy because then she now is gone for another 9 months or so.
The baby's due in December. I think she's done.
I was thinking the same thing.
I think she's done.
They've had nothing for her creatively for like, what?
So long.
3 years?
Pretty much.
And then what she done? She kept getting all these like weird injuries and concussions.
Yeah.
I think she's done.
She really hasn't been relevant since she cashed in on Nia Jax, like the Ronda Nia Jax match in 2019.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then Ronda like squashed her at SummerSlam, or was it the pay-per-view before?
No, it was SummerSlam.
Yeah. It's been a long time since she's been the goddess. The whole Bray Wyatt thing didn't work out.
No.
I'm still waiting on that.
It didn't work out twice.
Yeah. The first time sucked too.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's so fucking
bad. The trend of working with Asuka and getting pregnant continues. So now that's Becky, Lacey, Carmella, and Alexa.
When did Alexa work with Asuka?
They were tag champs.
Yeah, but that was forever ago.
It was not too long ago. Less than a year?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's funny, though.
But yeah.
Lacey was feuding with Charlotte when she got pregnant, though. That was when Ric Flair
I think that just
her.
Means she fights everyone, but all girls fight each other. I know it's kind of
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, I know.
All the girls are constantly...
But, I mean, even recently with Carmella, you know?
Yes, yeah.
And Asuka wasn't really feuding with Becky, but, you know.
No.
It's so that funny.
Was, right.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, Ryback took to Twitter because he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
and said, I will be cleared this summer to officially return to the ring. I challenge Goldberg in my return to a retirement match. What the fuck?
And you will
return
lose.
Return in my return to a retirement match.
It's funny because return and retirement are both in parentheses. I'm not sure what.
Right.
Yeah.
Hashtag Ryback TM. Hashtag hungry. Hashtag feed me often.
Yeah.
What, I mean, he's been gone for like almost
Eight
as long as this
years.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Like 7 years. Has he been doing indie shows?
No.
No, he just does his podcast, right?
Yeah.
And he plugs his steroids and.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, take these steroids. They're the best steroids.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ryback.
Does he have his name?
Yeah.
Or is he formerly known as Ryback?
He's got Ryback.
What he called? Go back to his. Do you have his thing? His Twitter handle?
Oh, no. I just deleted
it. He's Ryback. Okay. He's had it for a while.
Yeah.
You can go to your.
WWE's Twitter like, yeah, that's fine. We don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care.
They don't give a shit.
He's had his own. He has a podcast. That's, you know, yeah. That's pretty much all he does. Mm.
And then one other thing I had. Impact Wrestling announced this, like, new way to get a number one contender.
Uh-huh.
Which I'm not going to name names because I don't want you to have to press the button a whole bunch of times. But they're doing what they call an.
Who are you?
An 8-4-1 match.
What?
So it's going to be an 8-man tag, 4-on-4. And then the winning team will immediately fight in a fatal 4-way to figure out the number one contender.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Is that real?
It is. It is.
That's fucking hilarious.
You know.
I don't know anyone there.
Oh, you do. There's Rich Swann.
Oh, great.
There is Heath.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, God. Bully Ray.
Bully
retired
Ray.
Already. Jesus Christ. Who's this? Is this just a zombie? Yeah.
That's PCO. That's one of the guy.
Who are you?
The guy who got his lips stapled shut this past
weekend.
Oh,
that guy that I never heard of before.
Oh, lips stapled shut.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the Impact recap, Eric.
What middle school gym is this at? I didn't say.
All right. Let's have Joe just give names to these indie wrestlers. What would this guy? What do you think this guy's called?
Purple Dick.
That's correct.
That's Mike Speedball.
Mine's better.
Bailey. Yeah. This guy.
Angry Man.
No one can see this. So what's the point?
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's all I have.
What do you have? The NWA results from last week.
I guess that's you're fucking hilarious.
I agree. All right, rumor time.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So Fightful reports that Vince McMahon hasn't been backstage in a while, including not going to Saudi Arabia.
What?
Yeah. But he's still calling in changes for all the shows. So
does he still look the same?
God, I hope so.
Yeah, we'll totally do him.
I hope he somehow looks worse.
Yeah, right.
Like,
how do you dye your hair and look older, right? Vince McMahon?
Next time you're gonna see him, he's gonna have the Hogan, like a black beard and like a white mustache.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Oh, and he's like four live.
Right. Did you ever see the movie Fever Pitch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the dad dyes his hair like jet black, and then after a few weeks, it starts to grow out.
Yeah.
It's like a white at the bottom.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, there were reports that Tommaso Ciampa was backstage at Raw. And early Monday afternoon, Johnny Gargano tweeted the video from a few weeks back saying he's coming back soon. So I got all excited for Raw.
Yeah.
And then no Ciampa.
No Ciampa.
Vince probably killed it. He probably called it. What is this? I see Tommaso Ciampa. We're nixing that. Nope. I don't think so.
I've got two problems. One, why the fuck is he referencing Ciampa? Two, why the fuck am I following Johnny Gargano?
Exactly. Yeah. So,
who is?
I don't know. Hopefully that happens next week or something.
Who is LaGrasso Blampa? I've never even known this guy.
It'd be great if Ciampa was in the Money in the Bank match.
Yeah. Sure.
But probably not.
Sure.
All right. Trivia time?
Sure. I mean, look what it did for Johnny. Johnny had an amazing chamber match. Amazing.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing. Doesn't have another match since, basically.
No. Right.
So stupid.
He's had some injury problems, too, but he's, you know, he's around.
Yeah. So, Austin Theory, have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
No.
Have you seen this?
Well, I don't want to.
WWE posted it, so I wasn't sure if you guys saw it or not, but he has beaten six former world champions this year.
What?
2023.
Uh-huh.
Name them.
Seth Rollins.
Yep.
Sheamus.
Yep.
John Cena. Bobby Lashley?
Lashley is correct.
AJ Styles?
Nope. These two are like, you know, veterans for sure.
Kevin Owens?
Nope.
Who else was involved in the U.S. title? You said this year?
Mm-hmm.
So who else was involved in the U.S. title picture?
These were more one-off matches with Theory for whatever reason. I don't even know if they were going for the title. It might have even been when he didn't have it. No, one of them was, I believe. One of them wasn't. But like,
I just so don't care.
Kofi Kingston?
So forgettable.
No. Think Hall of Fame.
Edge?
He beat Edge.
Oh, that's right. He did beat Edge.
Yeah. Another Hall of Famer.
Another old guy.
Rey Mysterio.
Yep.
Oh.
Wow.
Six. We got 3-3.
Six.
Hey.
Tied.
You like me again?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you'd say no.
Still hate you.
No. Still hate you.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. Let's do some fan questions.
Only hams.
CM Punk's crack dealer. Would you rather have Dominic's haircut forever or Cody's neck tattoo forever?
Dominic's haircut forever.
I think it's harder than you think.
Is it, Joe?
It's a horrible.
Well, but Eric would have hair.
Eric's like, I'm getting a neck tattoo next week. You know what I'm not getting? Hair. Hair it is.
I would never get a neck tattoo.
Okay. We'll see.
We will. Dollar bet?
Anywhere near your neck? But what if like a fucking Star Wars, T-Rex, Marvel, Simpsons tattoo comes out?
I've got leg and cock space.
Do you though?
Joseph Henry.
You're running out of room.
Yeah.
Running out of cock, Eric.
Running out of cock. It's a bad problem.
Yeah.
Joseph Henry, Push Fire Barry, Each guy has 2 minutes to convince a jury you're innocent or you get a life sentence. Paul Heyman, MJF, Kevin Owens.
Like, they're convincing for my life?
Yeah.
I would say Paul Heyman.
Yeah, push Heyman. Fire MJF and Barry Owens. Because I feel like MJF would rat you out.
MJF would just start screaming and people would be like, oh, God damn it. This guy's crazier than the client.
Right. Kevin Owens should have passion.
Yeah.
He didn't do it. Okay.
Kimbo, what's Cody's gimmick at this point? Being fake injured and being the underdog who almost gets the win.
Yeah.
Not long back and needs a heel turn already.
Okay. Yeah. Not back long.
He needs a title turn already.
Yeah.
Justin Stewart, do you think that since both the women and Sami Zayn can walk out of Saudi alive, anything is possible?
I mean,
that's true.
Yeah.
The world is changing. Not Saudi.
For now. Don't worry. It's only Swerve. You guys like Swerves? We bring Sami back a couple of times, you know? Then third time is charm. Swerve!
Okay,
you're dead.
We promise.
What the Swerve?
Like snake charm.
Yeah.
No murder this weekend, but next weekend, double murder.
Yes. Aaron Rodgers is not garbage. Non-wrestling question that might or might not piss off Eric. Push for a berry. The Jets win the Super Bowl, but
push.
Takes control of creative for the next 10 years.
Sorry.
He's already had control.
Yes.
Yeah.
Vince disappears tomorrow, but the Jets never win a Super Bowl in your lifetime.
Nope. I'm going to bury that.
Vince disappears tomorrow, and the Jets win a Super Bowl, but you never have sex again.
No, fuck that. That's fire. Yeah. No sex. What the fuck am I?
It's an easy one. Push the Jets Super Bowl, but Vince stays in control for another 10 years. That's going to happen anyway.
It's going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
And the Jets are also winning the Super Bowl anyway.
So. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers said it at the Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah.
At MetLife Stadium.
Wow. I didn't realize how important this year is for him or this next couple of years. Because right now he's not in the GOAT conversation. He's not even in like the top 10 conversation because he only has one win.
Yes, he is.
Well, let's say top five.
If Peyton Manning only won one, he still would be in the fucking like top three.
I think winning that second one really put him as a solidified number two.
No.
You have Montana, Elway.
He had a horrible year the year they won the Super Bowl. Everyone already was saying still like Manning is one of the best. Eh,
I'm just saying. My point is this. It was supposed to be pro Jets. Like, If he wins this year, he wants to win another one. I think he really wants to win it because I think that puts him in that top five category for sure. I don't think he's in it yet.
He's top
all five. Time?
Yes, of course.
Who do you put him over? Brady? Manning? Elway?
No, they're in top five.
Montana?
Elway?
John Elway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's not top five.
He's number three. No, not even close.
He's not.
John Elway.
He's not.
Been to five Super Bowls? Okay.
Okay, LeBron. Jesus. Steve McGreeve, was Vince back in Corey's ears on Monday because he looked fucking miserable all night?
No, he's just dealing with a pregnant Carmella at home.
Yeah.
Ooh. The Dashing Dan, Pushfire Barry, Rhonda's cringy mic promo skills, Rhonda's stupid makeup, Rhonda's tedious matches.
I'd push her matches? Bury the makeup and fire her promos.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Joe Guerrero, pay-per-view question, which finish was better? Cody Brock or Cole Jericho? I would say Cody Brock. Cole Jericho was dumb.
Yeah.
Both were referee stoppage, that, you know, but Cole doing the stupid hammer fists.
That's true.
And like it's a UFC fight.
Right. And Brock didn't shoot a fireball and say, I'm a wizard.
Yeah.
But Cody did pass out because his arm was breaking again.
My arm hurt. My back hurt.
Doesn't really make sense. Carlos Rivera, who's had the best title reign after successfully cashing in Money in the Bank?
Oh, got some choices.
Ever.
Rollins.
Maybe. That's not
how long did Seth have it for?
How long did Edge have it
for? Oh, Seth had it for like seven months till he got injured.
Uh-huh.
Edge had it for, how long did he have it for?
Not very.
No.
Seen the one that shit back?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were trading titles for a while.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, they had a whole back and forth.
Dolph Ziggler. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, boy.
Gosh. How dare
you. I think it's Seth.
Could be.
Yeah.
Kyle Fox, in which Dark Side of the Ring episode are you looking forward to the most this season? The one that's tonight, the series finale. or series premiere.
It's over.
We've watched too many of those recently.
Sonny and Chris premiere. Candido.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Angry Ninja Show, Push Fire Barry, Rhea's Fuck Pin, bringing back bra and panties matches, WWE celebrating when female employees make the cover of Playboy.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
Bring back bra and panties
matches. I'd push that. I would bury Rhea and fire the Playboy thing.
Fire the female wrestlers doing Playboy?
Them celebrating it is what he said.
Oh, well, I'm just excited about the Playboy.
They used to do it like a cover reveal, like what they do for like the video game.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
The Rizzler, I watched it on repeat just out of sheer curiosity, and I still can't figure out what the hell Trish was trying to say during her promo. I don't normally care about botches and mishaps in the ring, but Raw had so many that were caught on camera, it was hard to ignore. Yeah, no one knows what Trish is.
Looking at you, Zoe Stark.
Jake Baker, I gave up on Raw this week after Trish's five-minute promo took an hour. Would you rather face a Trish promo every week, three times a show, or watch NXT again?
NXT.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's tough.
Three Trish promos a night?
Yeah. One Punch Man with Roman Reigns eclipsing 1,000 days as champion. What things would each of you proudly or regretfully see through for 1,000 days?
I think Joe's gone 1,000-plus days of jerking off every day.
I eclipsed that when I was 13 years old.
When I was married.
And the streak continues.
The streak continues.
High five. Oh, wait.
No, I'm left-handed.
Oh, good.
It's okay, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, hey, what's up, Joe?
Thanks. He just came up.
What would you be proud of? I mean, fucking Margot Robbie for 1,000 straight days.
Yeah, I would be very proud of that.
Yeah.
S. Thorne, big thanks to Andrew and Joe watching all they did between WWE, AEW, Hogwash. It was probably hellish to sit through, but it was great as a listener. All of you guys rock.
Fuck me, right?
Thanks. Well.
Yeah.
Well.
Frank Dingaling, why do y'all always talk about how long Roman has had his belt when Braun has had the greatest Royal Rumble belt for like 2,225 days?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Scooter, should Ricochet join the Brawling Brutes and change his name to Rick O'Shea? I
like sure.
That. Yeah.
Rick O'Shea.
Should a random guy that's not doing much join a stable?
Yes, of course.
Absolutely. Andy Nance, please send hopes, thoughts, prayers, good juju my way. Hmm. I received devastating news. I've lost any chance of procreation with Alexa Bliss. Not taking this well.
I'm sending you better wishes.
Yes, get better wishes.
I'm hoping you get better wishes.
Why have you lost the chance? You can knock her up again.
Yeah.
Hello, mother. Want another?
Mm. Whole thing.
Wow.
Fosse 32, what do you call the move where Shotzi dives between Raquel's legs?
The split toss.
No.
I don't think he's looking for some sort of sexual name.
Yeah.
The cunt jump.
Cunt jump!
Yikes.
The old Kanye Push Fire Barry Fantasy Pay-Per-View Edition Survivor Series Forbidden Door 3 WWE and AEW crossover booked by either Vince or Tony. Evolution 2, all women's pay-per-view. Brawl for All 2, where they fight for real, as Michael Cole would say. Well, no, it wasn't Michael Cole. That was Jimmy Smith, right?
Yeah.
Matt Riddle used to fight for real.
Yes.
Like realsies for cereal.
Yeah. And he's not there anymore.
How could you say that?
I mean,
well, obviously, Push Forbidden Door.
Yeah, that would be entertaining. Booked by Vince and WWE sweeps.
Barry Evolution 2, Fire Brawl for All.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only guy that gets to win is MJF. And after it, Vince goes, and I want to announce my new addition on Monday Night Raw.
We announced a trade, MJF for future consideration.
Right. Honestly, you can have half the people. I'm about to release them.
Well done, MJF. Well done, Max. I want to take this time to announce the newest member of the new 205 Live.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
No. Go fuck yourself, Eric.
Right.
And you guys can have Omos. Fair trade.
Right.
Yeah.
And Tony's like, that's fine, Vince. Then can I just have a hug? We need Big Bill.
He's too big for us.
Good, I can have Omos. And then the giant set him sing, and they'll both do nothing.
Nothing.
Seriously, why haven't they grabbed Enzo at this point? Like, how could that hurt them? It would only right. help them.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
You get everyone else.
Right.
Yeah.
Sabu is better than Enzo.
Right. You really need a good tag team.
Have some, like, have Cass being getting destroyed in the ring and Enzo saves him. Oh, my God. Yeah. That'd be amazing.
Omar, you know how I know that Vince is back? He's making everyone shave their chests. Push fire, Barry, facial hair, hairy chest, hairy back. Ugh. I mean, that order.
Yeah.
Fire, hairy back.
Yeah.
Fuck. Ew.
Sure.
The geriatric jackhammer. How many more weeks does Cody have before fans start booing him like 2015 Roman? At this rate, I'd say this Thursday, this shit sucks. Wow, Thursday. There's not even a show Thursday, but Thursday in the streets.
Yeah.
Yep.
It could happen. It could happen soon. We'll see. Trove Doshi saw this on Twitter. How old were you when you realized that Triple H's finisher actually looks like an H? Pedigree from the side. Does it look like an H?
No, lowercase H.
Yeah, whatever.
Here's Triple H. Here's the person.
You mean a chair? Oh, it looks like a chair.
I mean, that's a lowercase H.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that why he does it?
Yes, it's exactly why he does it.
Hulk Hogan's brother.
Brother.
We know you guys sacrifice enough watching all this garbage, but what would you be willing to sacrifice to the wrestling gods to make wrestling amazing again?
Joe.
Sacrifice Joe?
I would be willing to sacrifice Joe.
Eric's cock.
Well,
thanks, buddy.
They're like, that's not enough.
How much of it?
Half.
Oh, good. Leave me with 12 inches.
My God, you poor thing.
You poor thing.
I know, it drags on the ground sometimes.
Yeah, how do you get around with that thing?
That thing would be disgusting.
Can't wear it long.
I heard shorts. I heard it's only 2 inches. From the floor.
Oh! Chelsea Wallace. Hey, guys, please tell me you will be drinking heavily for the Money in the Bank pay-per-view because the Drunk Cast is one of my top 3 favorite episodes. My question is, who do you guys want to see win Money in the Bank and challenge for which title?
I want to see Raquel.
I don't care about that. Come on. Returning Ciampa.
And challenge
Ciampa
Rhea. Yeah.
Ciampa versus Seth.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. And it'll be Money in the Bank, but it'll also be Woo in the Burrito.
Mm. It fucking better be.
It fucking better. And then Joe will make drink in the cup.
What? Stupid.
Shut the fuck up. Come up with a better name then.
Okay. McMahon Helmsley regime. Trish and Zoe together. Dear God, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah. Oof. Zoe? Like what? Lita was like, oh, I'm so sorry I was wrong. I can't make that schedule.
Yeah.
All right. Throw the dartboard. Zoe Star, whatever. Let's go.
Juan Saul, what does Jim Ross think of Maxine Dupri? I'll tell you what I think of Maxine Dupri. Think about getting my barbecue sauce and dumping it all over my dick. And then I'm like, hey, baby, you like hot dogs? Well, here's an old hot dog. It's really old. Doesn't really work
here's
anymore.
Here's a cocktail, Frank.
Maybe.
Why hasn't WWE showed her feet yet, freaks?
Calm down, freaks. I signed up for her OnlyFans. She didn't have one? God, that's...
Who the hell did I sign up for?
That's Nyla Rose again? God damn it.
I'm so upset. Wait, then who is Maxine Feet?
Yeah. Oh, it's Maxine with 3 X's. Got it. Okay, that makes sense. Oh, nice. Lesser known Saint, Pushfire Barry, Horseface Edition. Pushfire Barry. Aubrey Edwards, Tori Spelling, Sarah Jessica Parker. I'm like, what are we? We're pushing them or marrying them? He said Pushfire Barry.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Fuck, marry, kill. You're killing Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
What's the other two?
Tori Spelling and Aubrey Edwards.
You're killing Tori Spelling. Ugh.
I mean, they're both old. They're both super old now, so.
Aubrey Edwards. No, you're marrying the one you're going to kill.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
At least she's rich. I don't know.
Yikes.
Tough one.
Ivana Eat My Ass. Isn't getting thrown through a table better than just hitting the floor instantly? The table would cushion my fall. I mean, not if it... Jesus. I mean, I was put through a table once. It didn't feel good.
No.
But that wasn't a gimmicked table. Joe's just like, hey, I found a table. I'm going to put you through it.
Hey, you want to go through this real quick?
Okay, I guess.
It's got a lot of steel in there, Joe.
And then I'm going to elbow drop you for real.
You'll be
fine. With my elbow to your chest.
Well, I, you know, it's first time for everything.
Yeah, should have practiced that. Stevenson, Dantica, hey, guys. Love you for real. Always make me laugh.
Aw.
Who do you guys think Seth feuds with first officially for the title? Asking for my friend Bushko. Wow. Yeah.
Bushko.
I'm thinking it's the Judgment Day. They've been pushing them to the moon.
Hope not. I hope it's Drew McIntyre.
I know. That's my guess, though.
Then, now, future endeavor forever. Vince McMahon. Teasing Dominic winning the belt. Vince would never, right? Fuck.
I know. Seriously, that's definitely a possibility.
Oh, yeah. The man lands. So after watching both recaps from this weekend and watching you habitually over the last few years, I realize the overall wrestling product has dropped to such a low level. Mm-hmm. But even when I still hate what's on weekly episodic television, mm-hmm. I still have to watch wrestling mostly so I can enjoy your take and commentary on the...
This is bullshit!
Keep up the awesome work. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
PCJ, we haven't had Alexa around in months because of skin cancer. Now she gets preggers by her boy band husband. Carmella is also knocked up. Can we get some kind of genetic jackhammer to voluntarily impregnate Dana Brooke, Ronda yeah. Rousey, Trish Stratus, and Natalya?
That's fucking great.
Wow.
Please.
I'll volunteer as tribute.
All right. All right.
Yeah. Have fun.
I'll push your cheeks.
Oh, boy.
Trish Stratus, sure.
Nightlight. So Cody needs a better finisher, right? Someone at his level needs to have a one and done move to be taken seriously. Crossroads is cool, but not when he has to hit three
well,
to win the big ones.
You shouldn't have to hit three. That's just kind of what they do now because it was
that should have only been like Mania. Yeah.
What legendary finisher can he bring back? Should he just steal the F5?
Right.
I don't think it's not going to change. So
no.
Whatever. But yeah, it should have. That's the thing is like, how does that beat Brock?
Right.
You know, and it hasn't yet. That should be the question for the next match is how many. Well, we've done it every match, but how many crossroads does it take to beat Brock? Like six?
Did you see the pillars where they all did their mentors' moves?
Yes.
That was really cool.
Yeah. I also saw their human centipede.
Yeah.
Bryce Sandstow, been listening to some of your earlier stuff. Do you and Joe still mock Eric for the way he eats his pancakes?
Yes.
Well, haven't for a while. We haven't
seen you eat pancakes.
Yeah.
Well,
so. P.S. Joe, your Aunt Bailey's kiss on the lips impression always gets a chuckle out of me.
Haven't done it in a while because, you know.
She's not an aunt anymore.
She's not an aunt.
Yeah.
Oh, Dr. Coctopus. Pushfire Barry, how Roman can lose the titles. To Cody, but two WrestleManias from now with Cody losing to Roman along the way.
Fuck.
No.
To Sammy, but it's in a fluke roll-up, and Sammy immediately runs away and stays a cowardly babyface. How are you a babyface if you're a coward? And then to Brock at Saudi Mania, and Heyman goes back to Brock.
Sammy. Probably that, I guess.
Sammy.
Sammy runs away?
Yeah, I don't care. Is it
Brock again? Yeah, I guess push Sammy, bury Brock, fire the Cody thing. Yeah. Good God. Oh, and then we have a comment from Michael Cole. He said, "Oh my,
oh my!"
All right.
Which that's what he has to say when Vince, you know, whips his dick out.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's in Joe's contract.
Yeah.
Anthony Parrish, not saying he's on there, but is Seth Rollins creeping into that Mount Rushmore conversation? No, he's not even He's not even close, Eric.
He's working his way up.
To answer his question, like creeping, like slowly, maybe, but you know.
I don't think he's ever going to get there.
It'd be hard. Yeah. But someone from this generation probably makes it on.
Yeah.
I wonder who.
You fucking mark.
Wow.
Wow.
That's tell how me,
tell now me, who's the mark.
Tell me who's better than him right now.
Canyon.
Shut the fuck up. R.I.P. Canyon.
Who better than Canyon.
20 years ago. All right, that's all for fan questions, so make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Check out our other one, Hollywood Hogwash. We reviewed The Machine. We reviewed Fast 10. The Fast 10 review was a lot of fun. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt, and coming soon, hats and beanies at prowrestlingtees.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling and become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling. Weekly AEW recaps, all the pay-per-views, a fuck ton of brackets, and now we got Wrestle Fights Part 2. It's coming out. Go give it a try, and we'll see you there.
Mm, yeah, right? That place.
Mm-hmm. So anyways.
What's wrong with